Okay, today's shiur is Daf Ayin Dalid. We're on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We'll pick up where it says Ihachi. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 lines from the bottom. Ihachi. Today's shiur is sponsored by Mina and Aaron Friedman. Leila Nishmas Moshe Yecheskel Ben Yehoshua. It's also sponsored by Akiva Ruhuva Silver. Leila Nishmas Ahuva's grandmother Hendel Bas Menachem and Akiva's grandmother Fega Chaya Bas Akiva. Okay. So we're up to the Mishnah had said there are 5 things that are usher on Yom Kippur. 5 things that are usher. What are they? Eating and drinking is one. Rechitza, washing, tzicha, anointing, nilas sandal, wearing leather, and tasha shemitah, relations. Those 5 things are usher on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara asks, usher? It's a lot worse than usher. It's kares, right? That's what the Gemara asked, and the Gemara answered, no. These things are even usher, even chatzi shir. Even, right, there's a shear, you have to eat a grogers. Even if you eat less, it's usser. You're not going to get courage for that, but it's going to be usser. So Gemara says, wait a minute, that makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan who holds chatzi shear is usser. But according to Rish Lakish who holds chatzi shear is not usser, minatora, it's mutter minatora, then what does this Mishnah mean? And the Gemara answered, it means midrabanon. Right, midrabanon. When it says these 5 things are usser, it means they're usser midrabanon to have less than the shear. If you have the shear, it's going to be usser daraita. That's what the Mishnah, that's what the Gemara says until now. What? So we're going to see now there's a machlok. So there's a machlok, I believe the Gemara is going to say it. There's a machlok whether or not you get courage for the other 4. No, everyone holds you don't. There's no courage for the other 4. Only eating and drinking is courage. So the questions are the other 4, Asher Midarabanan or Midaraisa. The Rambam needs to say it's Asher Midaraisa. And other Mepharshim say it's only Asher Midarabanan. But even if you hold the story, there's no karis. Only karis is for eating and drinking. Right. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Ihachi, if Rish Lakish holds that there's no chati shir min haTorah, it's only midrabanan. Min haTorah, there's no chati shir. So then, lo nechayiv aleha karban shavua. You should not be chayiv for a karban shavua. Karban shavua is, I make a shavua and then I violate it. I have to bring a karban. But in a case where chati shir is mutter, you'll see in a second. Alama Tanan, why did the Mishnah learn as follows? The Mishnah in Shavuos. Shavuos shelo ochel. A guy makes a Shavuah. I am not eating today. I'm not eating today. V'ochel nevelos. And he eats nevelos, treifos, skatzim, or masim. He eats all things that are not kosher. Does he have to bring a Shavuah for violating a Shavuah of not eating today? It's about chalokas. Tanakama says, yes, you violated your Shavuah. You said you're not going to eat, and you ate. Chayiv. Rav Shimon Potter. Rav Shimon says you're poter. That's the more standard end. That makes more sense. Why you poter? Because you already had a shavua from Har Sinai not to eat these things. Mushba v'omer Har Sinai. So you didn't violate your oath of not eating. Anyway, you're not allowed to eat this. So you're there for your poter. Yeah, you're getting a favor for eating treif. No question about it. Did you violate your shavua? No. Because when you made an oath, I'm not eating today. You didn't mean to include things you're not allowed to eat anyway. You're already not allowed to eat that. What's your shavua saying? Shavuah can only be talking about things that you're allowed to eat. Right? So it can't be things you're not allowed to eat. So you're potter. Clear. The Gemara asks, am I chayev? The Tanakhama, why are you chayev? Doesn't he agree that you're mushba v'omer mehar Sinai? So how could you violate your oath by eating treif? Can't be. Why are you chayev? So, you're chayev for a technical reason. What's the technical reason? Mushba, 1 second. Am I chayev mushba v'omer mehar Sinai? Who? You already mechuyu from Har Sinai not to eat these. You already took an oath. You said not to minishma, right? You already agreed not to eat these things. So by you making an oath, I'm not going to eat these things. Yes, it's like it's making an oath that doesn't include that. So why chayiv? So Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan and Amri, they say, all 3 of them say, bekolal dvarm hamutar min dvarm hasur. You also included things you're allowed to eat. So this is a machlokas, a shavuos machlokas. If you make a shavua that includes things you can and things you can't eat, does the shavua chal on the things you can eat? And the Tanakhama held yes. So if the guy gets, I'm not eating pickles today and I'm not eating worms. So pickles you're allowed to eat. So when you made that shavua, it included even the worms. So therefore, if you eat worms, which is, anyway, you're not going to eat that. So it does a shkatsim and rumbasim. Anyway, it's us to eat that. Nevertheless, since you included it with mutter things, you're going to be chayiv. That is the Tanakhama. That's the only reason why that is because they're arguing about concepts of hilchis swearing. So you be chayav. We're gonna get to Yom Kippur in a minute. V'Rish Lakish Amar, and Rish Lakish, in explaining the machlokes, in explaining why the Tanakhama holds you are chayav for violating this oath, he says Rish Lakish Amar, Iyatamotze el demefurish chatzi shir. Either it's talking about a situation where you made an oath. What did your oath say? I'm not eating a chatzi shir of shkatim. That's what your oath was. Now, when it says here, mefurish, v'alibu d'rabbanan, according to the rabbanan, you have to specify that. You have to verbalize, I'm making a shvuah today, that I am not eating a chatzi shir of anything that's asur to eat. I'm not eating a chatzi shir of worms. Then you're going to be chayev. Which seems to imply that the chatzi shir is not asur even d'rabbanan. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. Shakish contradicts himself. Here he says, chatzi shir is asur d'rabbanan. And in shvuah he's going to seem to say it's mutter. Because the Gemara is going to assume, Rashi points this out, which is a big contentious issue, that if it's Asher Midrabanon, it's also considered Mushbub or Mehar Sinai because of the law of Lo Sasser, which means don't do whatever the Chacham said not to do. So by you violating the oath of eating half a shear, you violated the Doraisa of Lo Sasser, because the Chacham said don't eat even half, and you went ahead and did it. So that's what Rish Lakish says. But so according to the Chachamim, according to the Rabbanon, you have to specify that, you have to verbalize that, and say, I am making an oath that I am not eating chatzi shir of anything aser. The obistam or stam v'aliba derbi Akiva. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you didn't even have to specify that. You just could have said, I'm not eating shkatzim today. And it would even include chatzi shir. Why? Because also, unrelated machlokeses that have to do with this, Dhamma, he holds adam oser atam b'kalshu. A person can answer himself even on a kalshu. So if a person says, I'm not eating worms today. So he only meant the shir of a worm. Kizayis. No, he meant anything. Any amount, a small threat that's going to answer him, he meant that. So that's again, whether or not he has to verbalize it or not, it's irrelevant to our discussion. What do you see from here? That Rish Lakish held that if you make a shvuah on a chatzi shir, you're going to be chayiv. If you're chayiv on the chatzi shir, that means it wasn't mushba from Har Sinai. Right? Because if it was mushba from Har Sinai, or you're not going to be chayiv. So how could that be? In our Mishnah, Rish Lakish said that eating on Yom Kippur, chatzi shir is asur midrabanan. Here, Rish Lakish seems to hold, it's not even asur midrabanan, and therefore you'd be chayav for a shvuah. That's the kasha. Rish Lakish contradicts himself. Again, and we're assuming now that the drabanan is really, it's okay, and if not, Rashi says that you have the daraita of lo sasur, which means don't violate whatever the chacham said. So, now, v'chi tema, if you're going to try to give this possible answer and say, Kivon de isle heter min haTorah, kachayel karban shavua, yeah, but since min haTorah it's mutter, so then of course you have to bring a shavua. In other words, I'm not interested in derabanans. I'm not interested in derabanans. The fact that this is only us from a derabanan, that's not a reason that doesn't mean mushkov or mehar Sinai. That's not a reason to pater me from the carbon, so it's not a kasha. Because here he's talking about the Rabbanon, which is Aser. But in the Shavuot, he's talking about Shavuot, which would still make you have to bring a carbon. Even if you hold Chatzi Shir's Aser mid Rabbanon, you still have to bring a carbon. V'chi tema, and if you're going to say, given the Isle Heter Minotaurah, so Minotaurah, you're allowed to eat this half a worm. It's mutter. Therefore, Kachayel Karban Shavuot, I should have to bring a Shavuot, so it's not a kasha. So the Gemara answers, you can't say that. You know why? V'atnan, because we have a Mishnah in Shavuot that says, Shavuot ha'edus, einan oheges ela b'ru'uyin l'heyed. A Shavuot, let's say somebody knows testimony. Somebody knows testimony, there's a lawsuit between Reuven and Shimon. And you know testimony that's going to help Reuven. And Reuven comes and says, can you come testify for me? You have testimony on my behalf. He says, no, I don't. I don't want to be involved. Right? And then he has to make a Shavuot to that effect. Who has to make that Shavuot? Only someone who could come testify. The Mishnah says it. A woman can't make the Shavuot. Because she can swear on a stack of Bibles, it doesn't make a difference. Her testimony is invalid in court. Right? So it doesn't make a difference what she knows. What she doesn't want to come to Beth Din for. She's never going to bring this carbon. Her whole life, she's never going to have to bring such a carbon because she can never give Eidos. Other people, Cotton, these people are not roif to be Eidim. They can't be Eidim. If they can't be Eidim, they can't have what's called denying Eidos. Doesn't get off the ground. So, but then the Mishnah there add also anybody who has roi to be edus, anybody who's roi to give testimony. Who's that? We already knocked off everybody, a katan, a goy, a woman. So who's left? The havinan ba, and we ask lemuute mai. What does this category of roi to give edus? Who does that include? Who does that exclude? Meaning, who also will not have to swear if they don't want to come give testimony? So Rav Papa Amar lemuute melech. The melech saw the transaction. He's the melech, and he doesn't want to come. He doesn't want to come give testimony. So you know what? He doesn't. He's not going to make shua. You know why? Because the melech doesn't come to give testimony. It's beneath his covet. He's going to have to stand. Well, he's going to have to make a shua. He's going to have to get up and give testimony. It's beneath the dignity of a melech to do that. He knows the testimony. He has good testimony. Doesn't make a difference. Melech does not have to bring the carbon. He's exempt from swearing, so he's exempt from the carbon to have to swear. The whole thing's exempt. That's him. Melech. Racha bar Yaakov Omer, lima'ute misachek b'kuvya. To exclude a gambler. What's a gambler? A gambler is a guy who doesn't steal, doesn't walk up to you with a gun and say, give me your money. No, they're playing games. They're playing games of chance. The Gemara assumes that you don't willingly agree to lose your money. Nobody willingly agrees to do that. So that when the gambler takes your money in the game, in the betting, the money's not given with a belief shalem, and therefore it's like stealing. So the Rabbanan, Midaraisa, he's a perfectly acceptable person. So this is only Midarabanan, only stealing Midarabanan. Midaraisa, it's not stealing. Midarabanan, they call it stealing. So this person here, according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, this person is a good aid. Nothing wrong with him. Minat Torah, he's a good aid. Midrabanan, we came along and said, we don't want his aid, this is no good. And this person, Vahamasachik Bakovya, this gambler, Midaraisa Mechzi Chazi, Midaraisa, he's perfectly acceptable. Good aidus. He's a fine man. Midrabanan, Virabanan who dipasluhu. The Rabbanan said he would please puzzle. Right? So he's only puzzle Midrabanan. And what happens? V'lo kachayla aleha shvua. He doesn't have to give shvua. So what do you see from here? You see from here that derabanans dictate deraisa shvuas. He's only pasul midrabanan, and he's not going to take that shvua that I have testimony. He's exempt from that shvua. He's only pasul midrabanan to be an aid. So we're exempting him from this shvua deraisa. What do you see? You see from this case that even though the issue is derabanan, it exempts you from the shavua. So don't tell me that the chatzi shir is only midrabanan, and that shouldn't exempt him from the shavua. See, it does. So back to our question. Our question is, why does Rish Lakish say here that chatzi shir is asr midrabanan, and yet in shavuas say the guy does not have to take an oath? That according to the Rabbanan, he doesn't have to take an oath. Doesn't make any sense. According there, he should also be mushba of Omer Meher Sinai, because it's Darabanan, and you see that Darabanan is the force of a Doraisa, so that's the Kasha. So the Gemara is going to answer, no, the assumption is correct. In other words, really, the reason why he's putter from the oath is for a separate reason entirely, and really it's true that really by Doraisa, since it's not, since there's no heter midaraisa, there would be a shvua. That's why in the first case, where a guy makes an oath that says, I'm not eating chatzi shir, he has to bring a carbon. You know why? Because midaraisa doesn't count. That's going to hold true. In shvua, what do you say over here with Rish Lakish? The chatzi shir is also midarabanan. And you make a shvua like that, you have to make a shvua. Why do you have to make a shvua? Because midaraisa doesn't count. Midaraisa is not considered eating. How come over here, so therefore you're not Moshe Rabbeinu Meher Sinai? So that's what Shlakish is going to say over here. So how come by the Mitzachet B'Kovya, we don't make him make a Shavua? What, that was the Kasha. How come over there we don't make him make a Shavua? So the Gemara answers, Shiny Hassam, it's different by the Mitzachet B'Kovya, by the gambler. You know why? Dharmak Kra, Im Lo Yagid. If you don't come, give testimony. V'hai, La Bar HaGadahu. He can't give testimony. It's a technicality. He can't. Even though he can't make the Rabbanan. That makes him not in the parsha. He's not in the parsha. He's not going to have to swear. So it's not a stira. This is a pasuk that tells me he's out. But it's true that according to Rish Lakish, since the only reason why you can't eat a chatzis sheir is midrabanan, then you would have to make a shvuah on a daraisa level. I am exactly because that's a different thing. I think there's a pasuk. So he's consistent. B'chatzis sheir is only asur midrabanan according to Rish Lakish, but you would have to swear because it's not asur midaraisa. And when our Mishnah says these things are asur, it means midrabanan. All squared away. Have we got that? A little complicated, but if you go through it, it's not so bad. Not so bad. Now, that's the only. It gets easier from here on. It's easy. How about a hukla? Now, fine. Now they're going to ask v'chol hecha d'tani onish kares lo tani aser. So, what are you trying to tell me? That we asked a question. It says Yom Kippurim aser in the following, and we ask, what do you mean? Only aser? So little? So makely saying the Mishnah. What do you mean onish kares? So the Gemara asks. So you never have a situation where it says ars aser and it means kares. Lo tani. Listen to this. Afalpi, the Brisa says, Afalpi sha'amru asr b'kulan, even though all these things are asr on Yom Kippur, lo amru onesh kareth, we only said the onesh kareth, ela al ha'ochel v'shoseh v'oseh malacha b'vad. The kareth is only for eating, drinking, and doing malacha. That's the only kareth. The rest of them is not true. B'vad. So what do you see? We're using the word asr, and we mention onesh kareth also. The Gemara says, Hakik Amr, this is how that Brisa reads. Kisha Amru, when we said Asr, when we said these things are Asr, Lo Amru Ela B'chatzi Shir. We're only talking about a Chatzi Shir. Only Chatzi Shir we would say the word Asr. We would never say the word Asr for Kares. Aval Kishir. What if it's a real Shir? Then Onesh Kares. Then the Onesh is Kares. Afal Pi Sha Onesh Kares. And even when that's true, that's only true in Onesh Kares Ela Ochel V'Shosev Osir Malacha. Only eating, bovad, only eating, drinking, and doing work. Ella, but the rest, you're only going to be asr midrabanan. You're not going to get kares for them. But whether or not it's the rabbanan or the raitha, everyone agrees you're not going to get kares. Vibayisema, or, another answer, kiktani asr, when does the Mishnah mean asr? Asha ayra, on the rest. Meaning, not eating and drinking. So it uses the word Yom Kippurim asr. Starts off, Yom Kippurim asr. That's only on the other four. Achilas Shtira, everyone is kares. The Tanu Rabba Bar Rabbi Yosef Bishar Sifrei Debei Rav. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef learned in the other form of Rav, which means in Sifra and Sifri, not in Torah Kahanim, in the Midrashim of Bamidbar and Devarim. Minai and Liyom Kippurim Shasur. How do I know that Yom Kippur is Asur? Berachitza with washing, Sicha anointing, Niyot Sandal wearing leather, Tasha Shemitah relations. How do you know those things are Asur? Which means no kares. Talmud Lomar Shabbason. It's called Yom Kippur is called a Shabbason, which means Shavuos. What that means is very difficult. It means all these things are derived midrabanan that they're aser. Even the Raisa derabanan. Well, it depends. So if you hold it's deraisa, like the Rambam, it's an asmachta. And if you hold it's deraisa, then it's a deraisa. If you hold it's derabanan, this is just an asmachta. This is an allusion to other things that are aser. We're gonna start on number days. How do you know these things are actually aser? Then we're gonna have a goddess, and then we're gonna get back to them. Yeah, Mishnah to the Chai, a more stronger Lashon. Right, that's what the Mishnah should have said. Right, okay. Now, there's a famous Shas Gemara about Chatzis Shir. Gufa. Chatzis Shir. Eating the Chatzis Shir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Aser Min HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan says, Aser. Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah, you don't eat Chatzis Shir. Rish Lakish Amar, Mutter Min HaTorah, it's totally Mutter. With the Rabbanan, it's going to be Aser, but it's Mutter. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Aser Min HaTorah. It's Aser from the Torah. Why is it Aser? Why? Why is Chatzis Shir Aser? We always have a requirement. Or we're going to have a discussion about Chatzis Shir by mitzvos. What if you don't have a kezayis and matzah? So what if you eat a half a kezayis? Is that anything? Or is that nothing? That's a big discussion. Right? What if you only have a half a kezayis and matzah? So is it better to eat that or doesn't even pay? Well, don't even bother. Don't bother yourself. But by Averos, everybody agrees on some level, whether it's Doraisa or Dorabana, a Chatzis Shir is a problem. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's Doraisa. Why? Kibon dechazil it's darufei isura ka'achol. Since, if you wanted to, you could just eat more, just do it more, then it's usher even now. All you have to do is eat more. So therefore, it's usher even now. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Rish Lakish Amar, mutter ben HaTorah. It's mutter. You know why? Because achila amar achmana. The Torah said achila. Vileka, and you don't have. This is a big discussion. He only mentions achila. What about other things? Like melacha on Shabbos. What if you do a chatif shir of a melacha on Shabbos? Nothing to do with achila. We all assume that's asr. And so all these other cases that are not having to do with food all come up. But they're only focusing on food. So Rabbi Yochanan says, since you can finish, therefore it's asr even chatif shir min haTorah. Rosh Lakish says, it's not achila. A maitza achila means a kizayis. No, we're talking about all chatish here, but we're really, really leaving it toward food.
Yes, but which achila? I'm just wondering which achila we're talking
about. Chaylev.
No, achila that's written in the Torah, it's just
by any achila. Right. So Rabbi Yochanan makes a very vague statement. He says, since you could finish it, it's also even now. That's a little vague. And we're going to have in a minute, he's going to give a different source, we're going to have four explanations to that. Now, Eisi Rabbi Yochanan L'Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, how could you say it's Aser Midrabanan? How could you say Midrator it's Mutter? Ainli Ella, Kol She Yeshno Ba'onesh, Yeshno Ba'atara. We know, that there's such a concept of, you can't be Aser, something can't be Aser unless there was an Onesh, unless there was an Atara, a warning. You can't get punished in the Torah unless you once upon a time got a warning. Now, there's a very in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat chelev, you're not allowed to eat fat. But you're only not allowed to eat fats of behemos. You're allowed to eat the fats of a chaya. That's mutter. So, what are the behemos? The behemos are domesticated animals, right? It's basically goats, sheep, and cows. And what's chayas? There are seven chayas. We don't really know what they are. We know the deer. We really know what they are. But those seven is mutter. The fats are mutter. And now the behemos, they're usher. Now, Rish Lakish says to Rish Lakish, we know that you can't get an onesh unless you get a warning. Now, a koi is an animal that we don't know if it's a chaya or a behemoth. So we don't know. A koi, such an animal, or the chatzi shir, or a chatzi shir, ho'il the eino ba'onesh, since there is no onesh. Why is there no onesh? There's no onesh on a koi because it's a suffix. If you eat the chelev of a koi, is it a chelev? It could be a chaya. It's a safek. There's no onesh on the safek. Also, chatzi shir, there's no onesh because there's no onesh on chatzi shir. But, yachal, I would think, eino ba'atara, that it's not even aser. Not even aser. Talmud Lomar, it says, kol chelev. Kol chelev. All chelev. Kol chelev means even chatzi shir. So we're shlokish. How could you argue on a pasuk? No, koi is one category, it's a suffix, and a chatzishir is a separate thing.
He said two separate things. He's talking about a
chatzishir
of a
koi? No, he's talking about a chatzishir of chelev, of real thing. And right, they're both the same idea.
But then if that's the case, then the word koi includes the koi, but it doesn't include
chatzishir. It includes both, it includes anything. Anything. So chelev, so therefore what? It's aser. So you see it's aser ben Torah. Kol, so it's a ribui. All, even chatzishir. Even a koi. So Rish Lakish is going to say something similar to you, to get out of it. So the Gemara answers. Rish Lakish is like, no, midrabanan. Vikra asmachta ba'alma. It's only an asmachta here, kol chelev. It's only an asmachta. And you know what? Hakinayim mistabur. That makes sense. Di'i solkadaitach doraisa. If you want to tell me that a koi is usher midoraisa, so koi sveikahu. Koi is a suffix. Eitzrich krol atuye sveika. The Torah has to include a suffix. The Torah knows whether or not it's a behemoth or not. We don't know. So the Torah is telling me that you're it's a suffix? Similar to what you're saying. No, the Torah is being made that you're going to be chayav al suffix? No, Torah doesn't have a suffix. We have a suffix.
The koi itself is an inherent suffix. And we need al sechela.
Yeah.
The kol comes to teach us that the koi is included regardless of the fact that
So, but how can the Torah tell you that something's usher al suffik? So, the Rish Lakish is going to answer that they're going to answer it's a berry rifnei atzma. So, it's a bria that's a suffik. Not that we don't know. Exactly, it's three brias. It's three brias, and we don't know what's the halacha by a koi. Is it a behem or is it a chay? We don't know. The suffik, that's basically the answer. So Rish Lakish says that. As Gemara says, it makes sense to say there's only usher midrabanan. What, the Torah is including a suffik? The Torah doesn't have a suffik. We have a suffik. Can't be that the word kol includes sveikas. That can't be. So now, so the, so Rabbi Yochanan answers back. Imishum ha, that's your taina back. Hello, here. Yeah, that's not a taina. You know why? Pastavri, karber from the atzmuhu, karber from the atzmuhu. It's an whole bria. It's an entire bria. Dilo te mahachi. Because if you're not going to say that, ha the armor of Edi bar Avin, af kol lasuye koi. So the word kol comes to include a koi. Koi sveikahu. It's a suffix. So how can the Torah include bimarbe, something that's a suffix? The Torah knows it's not a suffix. So the Gemara answers, who is the krah or buya sveika? The Torah is including sveika? Can't be. Ella, beria shiny, it's an entirely different bria. And the Torah is telling me, even though it's a bria bifnei atzma, it's still, we're going to treat it, we're going to be machmir. Maybe it's a behema. Maybe it's a din of a behema. Hachanami here too, beria shiny, it's an entirely different bria. How different bria. So now, why? So wait a minute. So we start off by saying that Rabbi Yochanan had a limud of chazi litzarufe. Why is chazi shir aser? A svara. What's the svara? Because it can continue on and keep on eating. So if you can keep on eating, the chazi shir should be aser. Then it comes along and says it's a pasuk. Kol chaylov, a pasuk. So then, what do you need the svara for? He's learning out of a pasuk, svara should fall away, no? So there are one, two, there's at least four, I'm going to talk four answers to this question. Four answers. So the Yeshua's Yaakov says, kol chelev is only chelev. Only chelev is in that category. Why should that be? I don't know. But only chelev is in that category. Kol chelev, only chelev is chatzi shir. And everything else in the world is mi svara. That's one answer. The Tzlach says that. What we said yesterday that all achila can combine for the grogris of Yom Kippur. Can food combine for chatzi shir? What if I eat a quarter of kezayis of chilev and a quarter of kezayis of something else, of pig? Is that going to combine for chatzi shir? It doesn't even get off the ground because the whole thing is usher anyway. But what if it's mixed? What if it's a mixture? That was for Yom Kippur. So let's say you have a mixture of a pot mixed in, and you have a chatzi shir of that. Is that going to be aser? No, but let's say it's a mixture. The whole thing's a mixture. Yeah. So I don't know how that question can get off the ground, but how this case can get off the ground. But he says from chazal to rufe, no. I mean, you eat more. That's it. Right. So from kol chel, if I don't know, I can have such. Now that I'm thinking about it, I can have such a case. But from kol chel, he would say yes. That's what the Tzlach says. You know what? That needs more work. The Sfatzemet says, now the Sfatzemet and the Tziv have exact opposite approaches. The Sfatzemet says that from Chati would not apply, Chazal Tzarufe would not apply on Yom Kippur. Because if you eat a half a kezayis right now, you didn't break your fast. You just didn't do it. So what do you mean? You could eat, I didn't eat more right now. I didn't break my fast. How can I be over? I didn't do it. That's why you need kol chelev. No matter what you eat, you're going to be chayev. You hear what he said? I didn't eat more. You could eat more, but I did not break my fast right now. Now, how could you tell me it's chayev? I didn't break my fast.
But how often does that change? Every minute?
Okay, so I don't know. But in the misvar, that's not true. I didn't break my fast. I didn't eat the gorgoris. What do you want from me? But if we have kol chelev, it doesn't make a difference. Any amount is considered achila. And then the tziv says the exact reverse. He says, Kol Chelev can't teach me about Yom Kippur because the food isn't inherently Usr. It's only Usr because it's Yom Kippur. Not inherently Usr. So why should a Chatzi Shir affect me? Kol Chelev. That's talking about things that are inherently Usr. So if it's inherently Usr, even a minute amount I can't eat. But on Yom Kippur, who's to say? Who's to say we would apply that rule? I'm eating regular food. I'm eating Challah. Happens to be. It's Chatzi Shir. So for that, I need chazal tzarufe. So there's a few other answers, but these are the four that I actually understood. Now the tzlach is a little questionable. I don't know how that has to go. It was really a tzlach, and we did that already. We did that gemara there about the... By when?
By mitzvah,
right. Right, so if less than shir karm pesach, exactly, that's where it came up. So that's the same question. If less than shir of matzah, I don't know why you wouldn't do it. It's still better, probably better than nothing. It's a big lam de shemachlokes. What's the halacha by chatzi shir by mitzvos? Okay. Now we go on. Now we're done. Now new thing. Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the Torah, it never says in the Torah, don't eat on Yom Kippur. It says, don't eat chelev, don't eat dam. It never says, don't eat on Yom Kippur. Never. What does it say? It says, ta'anu et nafshoseichem. Afflict your souls. What does that mean? Yachal, I would think, yeshev b'chama o b'tzina. Go sit in the hot sun where it's 95 degrees and sweat. Suffer. Or, b'tzina, go into a locker, go to a fridge, and stay there and get cold. Be cold. That's what it should be. Right? Afflict yourselves in this kind of way. Kadesh yitzayir. So you should have affliction. No, that's not what it means. Talmud Lomar, what does it mean? V'chol malacha, it says in the Torah also, v'chol malacha lo sasu. You also not to do malacha on Yom Kippur. Ma malacha sheval tase. Just like malacha is a pat, don't do this. Sit back and don't do malacha. So too, af inui nefesh sheval tase. Sit back and have inui. What does that mean? Don't go into the sun. By going into the sun, you're doing an action. I'm going into the sun. I'm going into the cold. Sit back. Just like malach is passive, so too eating it. The inui is passive. What's the inui? Sitting back. The ema hacha. So maybe it means this. Maybe it means this. Hecha di yosef b'shimsha. If I wake up in the morning and I'm sitting in the sun on Yom Kippur, the chamle and I get hot. Lo neimale kum to a petila. Don't say go into the shade. Shave al tasa. Stay there in the hot. Stay there. Or yosef betula. If I'm sitting in the shade, the karule and I start to get cold. Lo neimale. Don't say. Kum, get up, tuv b'shimsha, go into the sun. Don't say that. So it's shev al tasa. It could be a case of shev al tasa. Maybe that's what it means, inui. So the Gemara says, don't say that. Dumi de malacha, it has to be just like malacha. Ma malacha lo chalak de ba. Malacha doesn't differentiate. Sometimes it's shev al tasa, sometimes not. No, the whole thing is shev al tasa. Af inui, so tuv here, lo chalak de ba. There's no differentiations. If I'm in the sun, then I should stay here. No. It's got to be something that across the board can apply every minute of the day. Something malacha applies every minute of the day. Tanya idach. We want another brayis that's similar. Ta'anu et nafshoseichem. Yochel, I would think, yeshiv b'chama u'betzina v'yitzdar. Go sit in the sun, go sit in the cold, and be mitzdar yourself. Right? Talmud lomar. So it says, v'chol malacha lo sasu. Right? L'chol malacha. Ma malacha divrei davar shechayavin alav v'makom acher. Just like malacha is something that is chayiv in other places. On Shabbos also there's a malacha. There's a itzer of malacha. So too, af inui nefesh shechayovin alav b'makom acher. So too, inui nefesh means something that is usher to you somewhere else. What's that? Ve'ezeh, ve'ezeh, what is that? Ze pigel v'noser. Pigel v'noser is food, eating, which is usher to you somewhere else. And not only that, it's chayav kares. So, just like malacha is something that's usher in another context, so too, it should be something that's usher in another context is what is meant, which is eating. Eating is usher in other contexts. And that's not heat and sun. Heat and cold is never usher in a context. There's no context we get courage for being in the sun. There's no such case. But there's a case we get courage for eating. Therefore, what does inui mean? It means eating. So the Gemara says, avi pigel v'nosa. Chain b'kares. That makes very good sense that pigel and noser should be asked to eat on Yom Kippur because that gets kares. But v'lo avias ha-tevel. But what about tevel? Tevel doesn't have an issue of kares. Tevel has a different issue of misa b'dei shemayim. What's the difference between the two? It's a big discussion, but it's considered different. So how do I know you can't eat tevel? How do I know you can't eat regular food? So we're gonna have five different times to get to regular food. She'enu b'kares. There's no tevel. There's no kares by tevel. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, Ta'anu v'initzim et nafshoseichem. Riba. There's a riba in the Torah. The Torah says five times the word inui. It's going to include all these different types of food. It's amazing. We take it for granted. Where did the Torah say that inui means food? It's right here. And it's such a roundabout limud. You have never thought this in a million years. It's such a roundabout limud that eating is also a Yom Kippur. Right? So now we got the pigel and noser. And now we got the tevel. Even though these things are always after to eat. Why would I think Yom Kippur special? Anyway, you can't eat pigel and noser, right? Avia tevel. So I'm including tevel now from a riboy. Shehu b'misa. At least that's misa b'dei shemayim. For the avia on nevela. What about nevela? Nevela is only usher from malchus. It's a lav. She'enu b'misa. There's no issue of misa for eating nevela. Talmud lomar. That's what the pasuk says. Ta'anu v'initza misnasho sechem. Riba b'ring marbi even that. So avia on nevela. I'll include nevela. Shehu b'lav. It's also b'lav. For lo avia tachulin. What about regular food? She'enu b'lav. There's no there to eat regular food ever. It's more to eat regular food. Talmud Lomar Tanu V'nisa Masnashos Echem Riba. It's a riboy. Of the achulin, I'll find the chulin included. She ain't no bekum ochel. There's no mitzvah to eat. There's no mitzvah to eat chulin. No mitzvah to eat. But v'lo aviyat ha'truma. What about truma? She who could bekum ochel? It's a mitzvah to eat truma. Every time you eat truma, you make a mitzvah. Every time you eat regular food, you don't make a mitzvah. It's perfectly permissible. It's not a mitzvah, but truma is a mitzvah. Talmud Lomar Tanu V'nisa Masnashos Echem Riba. It's a riboy. I'll include truma. There's no avir to leave truma over. But what about kachim? Shehu shehein babal tosiru. There's an avir to leave kachim over. How do I know that's also us on Yom Kippur? Talmud lomar tanu v'nisa v'sechem riba. It's a riboy. So we've just included all food in the world on Yom Kippur from a riboy. And if you don't like that, if you don't like that one, Hari Omer, I'll tell you. It says over there in Vayikra. V'havadati es ha-nefesh ha-hi. And you should, like, lose your soul. What does that mean? Inu shehu avedat ha-nefesh. It's an affliction which has a lessening of your soul. Ve'ezeze ze achila v'shtia. That's eating and drinking. Where you lessen your soul by not eating and not drinking. So the Gemara asks, Mai v'im nafshe chalomar, why do I need a second shot? Why do I need a second shot? Because v'chi teima ba'arayas kamishtoi kra. Because if you want to tell me that when the Torah said it was referring to arayas and it wasn't referring to food at all, harahu omer, have a second pasuk, va'avadati ha-nefesh, that no, it's going to lessen your soul. Inu sheyesh bo avedas ha-nefesh, it's inu which lessens your soul. Ve'ezezeh ze'achil ushtir, it's eating and drinking. So it's not arayas. Devei Bishmol Tana, Nemar Kan Inoy, it says in the by Yom Kippur Inoy, Vinemar Inoy, and it says Vinemar Lahalan Inoy, and it says over there Inoy. Where's over there? Last week's Parsha, Parsha's Akim, it says, the Inoy I afflicted you for 40 years in the Midbar. Right? Ma Lahalan Inoy Ra'avon. Just like over there, it was an Inoy of, right, I afflicted you, I didn't give you mon. I gave you had to wait every day for it. You never knew what was coming the next day. Afkan Inoy Ra'avon. So too, the inui over here is an inui of ra'avon, of not eating. The nailif me'im tan es benothi. Maybe the inui is, an inui in Parashas Vayete, where Lavan said to Yaakov, don't be ma'ani, don't have inui to my daughters, which is a reference to relations. Right? Don't do that to my daughters. So maybe that's what inui means. Inui means arayas, relations. So the Gemara says, no. Don't an inui dirabim, me'inu dirabim. We're talking about rabim. But Yom Kippur is barabim, and in Parshas Akev, it was Barabbas, Moshe telling Klal Yisrael. This is what happened to you for 40 years. Don't compare the inui of the Rabbin, which is a mitzvah, to the inui of the Yachid, which was Lovers at the Yaakov. Not compare. Rabbin. So the Gemara says, maybe it's the inui of Mitzrayim, Dechsev, Ayaris, Esan Yenu. Right? We say in the Haggadah. I saw your affliction from Rinan Zu Prishas Derech Eretz. That's a reference to Arayas, to relations. So the Gemara says, no, Eladonin Inui Bidei Shemayim, Inui Bidei Shemayim. Talk about Inui, we're only going to discuss Inui, which is a God-made. They ain't done an Inui Bidei Shemayim, Inui Bidei Adam. The Egyptians didn't allow the Bnei Israel to have relations with their wives. That's man-made. Not discussing man-made, we're discussing God-made. What's God-made in Inui? Food. Hashem has the power to withhold food. So on Yom Kippur, we withhold food. So we had a few different limudim that on Yom Kippur. What does inui mean? It means eating and drinking. Just with two more lines. Hamachilcha min hamidbar, min mon ba midbar. I gave you mon in the midbar. Laman anosecha, in order to test you. What does that mean? In order to test you. So it's a machlokas. Ravami v'ravasi. Chad amar ein adom amisha yesh lo pas pasalo amisha ein bo pas pasalo. You can't compare somebody that has bread in the basket. So the next morning, what's for breakfast? Oh, whatever's in the basket. But when there was mon, there was no food in the morning. It had to come down. There was no food. You know, the mon, if you left it overnight, it's spoiled. So in every morning, is the mon going to fall tomorrow? They didn't know. So every morning, there was a test. There was an assoyan of parnasa. Is it going to come? Is it not going to come? That doesn't mean they tested you. Did you have a moon in me? That's what Hashem's saying. That's what Moshe's saying, Hashem's saying. Did you have a moon in me? Right? If you have food in the fridge, there's a little less. You have to rely less on Hashem. It's more of a global thing, not a daily thing, right? Because you know there's food in the fridge, but in the morning I know what I'm eating for breakfast. But here they didn't know. That's one shot. There's no comparison when you can see what you're eating when you can't see what you're eating. And if you can't see what you're eating, it doesn't have the same type of hana for you. doesn't have the same type of hana. If you can't see what you're eating, if you can, then it does. So here, the monk could be anything you wanted. So you're eating a piece of white, whatever it looked like, white coriander seed, and you're dreaming it's pizza, it's very difficult. It wasn't a full satisfaction because you couldn't see what you were eating. Amar of Yosef, Mikan Remez Lusumin, and Yosef was blind. So he's saying it. This is a remnant to blind people. Sha'ochlin ve'eino siveyin. They eat, but they don't get full. They don't get fully full. They can't fully enjoy the food because they can't see it. Amar Abayi, therefore, manda isle seuda, sudasa, lo lech le'el b'yimama. Only eat it in the day. Only eat it in the day. Amar of Yizera, ma'ikra, tov mara einayim. Better is eyesight, mahalech nefesh, than the actual ma'isa. And we'll leave Rosh Lakish for tomorrow. Amazing statement Rosh Lakish is going to say. We'll leave for tomorrow. Tomorrow the whole daf, huge chunk of the daf is all about the mun. We'll have some fascinating shailas about the mun. We'll just leave one now. We'll answer it tomorrow. Could you think that you're eating non-kosher food? Was that mutter? And if it was mutter, would it even work? So that's one shaila of Rosh Hashanah. We have three fascinating shailas about the mun. And we'll do that all tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. What? You want to say? No, it's not here.